The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, Violate Them at Your Own Risk. By Al Rise and Jack Trout. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, Violate Them at Your Own Risk. Is a book written by Al Rise and Jack Trout. The authors provide an overview of the principles that have been used to create successful marketing campaigns for decades. They explain how these laws can be applied in today's ever-changing business environment, and why it is important to adhere to them if you want your product or service to stand out from the competition. The first law discussed in the book is the law of leadership, which states that it is better to be first than it is to be better. This means that being the first company in a market gives you an advantage over competitors who come later because customers are more likely to recognize your brand name and associate it with quality products or services. The authors also discuss the law of focus, which states that companies should focus on one thing rather than trying to do too many things at once. This will help ensure that resources are not wasted on activities that don't contribute directly towards achieving goals. Other laws discussed include the law of exclusivity, which suggests creating something unique so as not to get lost among other similar offerings, the law of duality, which encourages companies to find ways they can differentiate themselves from their competitors, and the law of unpredictability, which advises against relying solely on past successes when planning future strategies. In addition, Rise and Trout discuss how technology has changed marketing since they wrote their original book, The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing, back in 1993. They emphasize the importance of understanding customer needs before launching any new product or service, as well as staying up to date with trends so as not become irrelevant over time. Overall, this book provides valuable insight into effective marketing strategies for businesses looking for success in today's competitive marketplace. By following these immutable laws outlined by Rise and Trout, companies can gain a competitive edge while avoiding costly mistakes along the way. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The law of leadership, establishing a brand as the leader in its category is the most important marketing goal. Idea summary, companies should strive to be the leader in their category, as this will give them the most visibility and recognition. This will help them to stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. Main idea number 2. The law of the category, if you can't be first in a category, set up a new category you can be first in. Idea summary, companies should strive to be the first in their category, but if that is not possible, they should create a new category that they can be the leader in. This will help them to stand out from the competition and create a unique brand identity. Main idea number 3. The law of the mind. It's better to be first in the mind than to be first in the marketplace. Idea summary, companies should focus on being the first in the minds of consumers, rather than the first in the marketplace. This will help them to create a strong brand identity and be more successful in the long run. Main idea number 4. The law of perception, marketing is not a battle of products, it's a battle of perceptions. Idea summary, companies should focus on creating a strong perception of their brand in the minds of consumers, rather than focusing on the features of their product. This will help them to stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. Main idea number 5. The law of focus, the most powerful concept in marketing is owning a word in the prospect's mind. Idea summary, companies should focus on owning a word in the minds of their prospects. This will help them to create a strong brand identity and be more successful in the long run. Main idea number 6. The law of exclusivity, two companies cannot own the same word in the prospect's mind. Idea summary: companies should strive to own a unique word in the minds of their prospects. This will help them to stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. Main idea number 7. The law of the ladder: the strategy to use depends on which rung you occupy on the ladder. Idea summary: companies should focus on the rung they occupy on the ladder of their industry. This will help them to create a strong brand identity and be more successful in the long run. Main idea number 8. The law of duality: in the long run, every market becomes a two-horse race. Idea summary: companies should strive to be one of the two leading brands in their industry. This will help them to stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. Main idea number 9. The law of division: over time, a category will divide and become two or more categories. Idea summary: companies should be aware that their industry may divide into two or more categories over time. This will help them to create a strong brand identity and be more successful in the long run. Main idea number 10. The law of perspective: marketing effects take place over an extended period of time. Idea summary: companies should be aware that marketing effects take place over an extended period of time. This will help them to create a strong brand identity and be more successful in the long run. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The law of leadership states that establishing a brand as the leader in its category is the most important marketing goal. Companies should strive to be the leader in their category, as this will give them the most visibility and recognition. This will help them to stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. Leadership can be achieved through various strategies, such as creating an innovative product or service, offering superior customer service, having an effective advertising campaign, or providing better value than competitors. By becoming a leader in their field, companies can gain trust from customers and establish themselves as experts in their industry. In addition to gaining trust from customers, being seen as a leader also helps companies attract new customers who may not have considered them before. It also gives companies more leverage when negotiating with suppliers and partners, since they are seen as reliable leaders within their industry. Ultimately, leadership is essential for any company looking to succeed in today's competitive market. Establishing yourself as a leader will help you build your brand identity and increase your visibility among potential customers. Main idea number 2. The law of the category states that if you can't be first in a category, set up a new category you can be first in. This idea is based on the concept that companies should strive to stand out from their competition and create a unique brand identity. By being the leader in their own category, they will have an advantage over other businesses who are competing for attention. Creating a new category allows companies to differentiate themselves from others by offering something different or better than what is already available. It also gives them an opportunity to establish themselves as experts in their field and build trust with potential customers. Additionally, it helps them focus on developing products and services specifically tailored to meet customer needs. By following the law of the category, companies can gain an edge over competitors while still providing value to customers. They will be able to create a strong brand identity and position themselves as leaders within their industry. Main idea number 3. The law of the mind states that it is better to be first in the mind than to be first in the marketplace. This means that companies should focus on creating a strong brand identity and being top of mind for consumers, rather than simply trying to be the first company in a particular market or industry. By doing this, they can create an advantage over their competitors and become more successful in the long run. Creating a strong brand identity involves developing an effective marketing strategy that focuses on building relationships with customers and engaging them through various channels such as social media, advertising, public relations, etc. Companies should also strive to differentiate themselves from their competitors by offering unique products or services that are tailored specifically for their target audience. By focusing on being first in the minds of consumers instead of just being first in the marketplace, companies can establish themselves as leaders within their respective industries and gain an edge over other businesses. Additionally, they will have greater success when it comes to gaining customer loyalty and increasing sales. Main idea number 4. The law of perception states that marketing is not a battle of products, but rather a battle of perceptions. Companies should focus on creating an image in the minds of consumers that will make their product stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. This means focusing on how customers perceive your product or service, rather than just its features. To do this effectively, companies must understand what makes their product unique and use it to differentiate themselves from competitors. They should also be aware of customer needs and preferences so they can tailor their messaging accordingly. Additionally, companies need to ensure that all aspects of their branding are consistent across different channels, such as advertising campaigns, website design, social media presence, in order to create a unified message. By understanding the law of perception and applying it correctly to their marketing strategy, companies can create powerful brands with loyal customers who recognize them for being different from the rest. Main idea number 5. The law of focus states that the most powerful concept in marketing is owning a word in the prospect's mind. This means that companies should focus on creating a strong brand identity by associating their product or service with one specific word. By doing this, they will be able to create an emotional connection with their prospects and stand out from competitors. For example, if you think about cars, you might think of luxury when it comes to Mercedes-Benz or performance when it comes to Porsche. These brands have successfully associated themselves with these words and created an emotional connection with their customers. As a result, they are more successful than other car manufacturers who haven't been able to own a word in the minds of their prospects. By focusing on owning a single word in the minds of your prospects, you can create an effective brand identity and become more successful over time. It's important to remember that this process takes time and effort, but it will pay off in the long run. Main idea number 6. The law of exclusivity states that two companies cannot own the same word in the prospect's mind. This means that each company must strive to create a unique identity and stand out from its competitors. Companies should focus on creating an image or brand for themselves that is distinct and memorable, so that when prospects think of their product or service, they immediately associate it with one particular company. In order to achieve this goal, companies need to identify what words are associated with their products or services and then work hard to make sure those words are exclusively linked with them. For example, if a company sells shoes, they may want to be known as the shoe experts or the go-to source for quality footwear. By owning these phrases in the minds of their prospects, they will be able to differentiate themselves from other shoe retailers. By following the law of exclusivity, companies can create strong brands and identities which will help them stand out from the competition. It is important for businesses to remember that there is only room for one leader in any given market. By striving towards exclusivity, they can ensure that it is their brand which stands at the top. Main idea number 7. The law of the ladder is an important concept for companies to understand. It states that a company should focus on the rung they occupy on the ladder of their industry, rather than trying to climb up or down it. This means that each company should create a strong brand identity and stick with it, instead of trying to compete in multiple markets at once. By focusing on one particular rung, companies can become more successful in the long run. They will be able to build trust with customers by providing consistent quality products and services. Additionally, they will be able to differentiate themselves from competitors who are also vying for attention in the same market. Furthermore, by understanding where they stand on the ladder of their industry, companies can better identify opportunities for growth and expansion. By targeting specific customer segments or niches within their industry, they can increase their chances of success while avoiding costly mistakes. In conclusion, the law of the ladder is an important concept for businesses to consider when developing strategies for success. Companies should focus on creating a strong brand identity based around one particular rung on the ladder so that they can maximize profits over time. Main idea number 8. The law of duality states that in the long run, every market becomes a two-horse race. This means that companies should strive to be one of the two leading brands in their industry. By doing so, they will stand out from the competition and create a strong brand identity. In order to become one of these top two brands, companies must focus on creating an effective marketing strategy. They need to identify what makes them unique and use this as leverage when competing with other businesses. Additionally, they should ensure that their messaging is consistent across all channels and platforms. By following the law of duality, companies can gain an edge over their competitors by becoming one of the top two brands in their industry. This will help them build a loyal customer base and establish themselves as leaders within their sector. Main idea number 9. The law of division states that over time, a category will divide and become two or more categories. This is an important concept for companies to understand in order to create a strong brand identity and be successful in the long run. Companies should anticipate how their industry may change and evolve, so they can adjust their strategies accordingly. For example, if a company sells both cars and trucks, it might make sense to separate them into two distinct brands with different marketing campaigns. By understanding the law of division, companies can better prepare themselves for changes in their industry. They can also use this knowledge to differentiate themselves from competitors by creating unique products or services that cater specifically to certain segments within the market. By doing this, they are able to stand out from other businesses who may not have taken advantage of these opportunities. Ultimately, the law of division provides insight into how markets evolve over time and helps companies stay ahead of the competition by anticipating future trends before they happen. By being aware of potential divisions within their industry, businesses can ensure that they remain competitive while still providing customers with quality products or services. Main idea number 10. The law of perspective states that marketing effects take place over an extended period of time. Companies should be aware that the impact of their marketing efforts will not be immediate, but rather will build up gradually over a longer period. This means that companies must have patience and consistency in order to create a strong brand identity and achieve success. Marketing is an ongoing process, so it's important for companies to plan ahead and think about how they can maintain their presence in the market over time. They should also consider how they can use different strategies at different points in time to keep their message fresh and relevant. Additionally, companies need to understand the importance of staying true to their core values while adapting with changing trends. By understanding the law of perspective, businesses can ensure that they are taking steps towards long-term success instead of relying on short-term gains. With this knowledge, companies can develop effective strategies for building relationships with customers as well as creating loyalty among them. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.